Divine Office Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
He is my comfort and my refuge. In him I put my trust.
Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my arms for battle, who prepares my hands for war. He is my love, my fortress. He is my stronghold, my savior, my shield, my place of refuge. He brings peoples under my rule. Lord, what is man that you care for him, mortal man that you keep him in mind, man who is merely a breath, whose life fades like a passing shadow? Lower your heavens and come down, touch the mountains, wreathe them in smoke, flash your lightnings, rout the foe, shoot your arrows and put them to flight. Reach down from heaven and save me. Draw me out from the mighty waters, from the hands of alien foes whose mouths are filled with lies, whose hands are raised in perjury. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. He is my comfort and my refuge. In him I put my trust.
Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord.
Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord.
To you, O God, I will sing a new song. I will play on the 10-stringed harp. To you who give kings their victory, who set David, your servant, free. You set him free from the evil sword. You rescued him from alien foes whose mouths were filled with lies, whose hands were raised in perjury. Let our sons then flourish like saplings, grown tall and strong from their youth. Our daughters graceful as columns, adorned as though for a palace. Let our barns be filled to overflowing with crops of every kind, our sheep increasing by thousands, myriads of sheep in our fields, our cattle heavy with young. No ruined wall, no exile, no sound of weeping in our streets. Happy the people with such blessings. Happy the people whose God is the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, God of strength, you gave your Son victory over death. Direct your church's fight against evil in this world. Clothe us with the weapons of light and unite us under the one banner of love, that we may receive our eternal reward after the battle of earthly life.
Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord.
Now the victorious reign of our God has begun.
Now the victorious reign of our God has begun.
We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign.
The nations have raged in anger, but then came the day of your wrath, and the moment to judge the dead, the time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and small alike.
Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God.
They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Now the victorious reign of our God has begun.
To the Israelites belonged the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the law-giving, the worship, and the promises. Theirs were the patriarchs, and from them came the Messiah. I speak of his human origins. Blessed forever be God who is over all. Amen.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel. He has remembered his promise of mercy.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel. He has remembered his promise of mercy.
According to the promise he made to our fathers,
he has remembered his promise of mercy.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit,
He has come to the help of his servant Israel. He has remembered his promise of mercy.
From the noble stem of Jesse, a branch has sprung, and from this branch a beautiful flower, rich in scent, has blossomed.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
From the noble stem of Jesse, a branch has sprung, and from this branch a beautiful flower, rich in scent, has blossomed.
Let us pray to the Father, the source of all holiness, and ask him to lead us to holiness of life through the example and intercession of his saints.
May we be holy as you are holy.
Holy Father, you want us to be called your sons and truly to be such.
Grant that your holy church may proclaim you throughout the world.
May we be holy as you are holy.
Holy Father, you want us to walk worthily and please you in all we do.
Let us abound in doing good works.
May we be holy as you are holy.
Holy Father, you have reconciled us to yourself through Christ.
Preserve us in your name so that all may be one.
May we be holy as you are holy.
Holy Father, you have called us to a heavenly banquet.
Through the bread that came down from heaven, make us worthy to grow in perfect love.
May we be holy as you are holy.
Holy Father, forgive the offenses of every sinner.
Let the dead perceive the light of your countenance.
May we be holy as you are holy.
Remember us, Lord, when you come to your kingdom and teach us how to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Let us pray. O Lord, God of our fathers, who bestowed on Saints Joachim and Anne this grace, that of them should be born the mother of your incarnate Son, grant through the prayers of both that we may attain the salvation you have promised to your people, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.